Good to be once again in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to see Brother Bob and Sister Rita back with us. Good to see Miss Linda and Glenn back with us. It's good to be warm in here. Amen. But overall, the good Lord is our leader. And He, I will trust. Amen. Would you like to stand with me for the reading of the word, please? The 23rd Psalm reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, that we have a place to come and worship, and we can hold our head up knowing that it's okay to worship you, Lord. And I thank you for that. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we don't have to worry about hiding our Bibles or just worshiping you in public, Lord. We don't have to do that because this country is blessed, and I thank you for that. Now, Lord God, I ask you to please bless the bearer of the word today, Lord, and bless all people here, Lord God, that has their hand involved. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, don't y'all get quiet on me. I ain't ready for that. Say, oh dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are, dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore. Let's do that again from the top. Oh dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are, dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you, and I will climb this mountain, and I step on
Tell me what you want me to do, Lord God. Tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way. Be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done, and I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore. And I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Is anybody in here this morning? Is New Life alive this morning? Oh, hallelujah. Will y'all help me make a little noise this morning? Oh, God. Well, you know what? It's a good day to be alive. Ain't that right? You know, the God has blessed me to get up this morning, put on my clothes, head out the door in the muck and the rain and all the nastiness, come to church, to be around all you good folks. Even, I mean, talking about you too, Jim. He didn't send me no message on Facebook last night after that dramatic win, so I was wondering about him. Normally I get a little text from him, some kind of message. But anyway, God is good, amen?
Amen.
And I'm going to have my fun in the Lord. Okay, Brad.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Now we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. There's a better life, and there's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, chains. He's a chain breaker.
Y'all come on, agree with me right here, please.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Ooh, yes, amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, you know what, guys? We have an awesome report in the house this morning. I know there's a mother in here. I know there's one mother in here that has a big weight lifted off her shoulders.
Amen.
But you know what? When they went out of here last week, I expected this report.
Amen. Amen.
When I come to church on Sunday mornings, I expect to learn something from it. Amen. When I issue out an order to one of my kids, I expect good results. That's just what the Lord expects of us, is good results. Amen. And when you gotta believe, there you go. When you stand on the word, you gotta involve your faith. Because if you don't involve your faith, standing on the word won't do you any good. The God I serve, amen, tells the truth. The God I serve won't have you strap no bomb to yourself and walk out into the middle of a bunch of people. That ain't my God. The God I serve won't lie to me. He won't do that. But the God I serve is all good. Amen. The God I serve, if it's good for me, I'll receive that. Hallelujah. And I just thank you for that. But would you like to share on the report? Yes, ma'am. Whoa. Hold on. Hold on here.
Well, they're still doing a biopsy on one thing, but the way it looks now, he goes back in 3 months just for another checkup.
Amen.
God is good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we just want to open the altar up for anybody that needs prayer. We want Jenny to come up and stand for Cheryl, somebody to stand up for Pastor, amen. So there's a healing anointing in the house right now. So if you need prayer, you want to stand in for somebody this morning, whether it's physical healing, something financial, we know that God is a chain breaker, amen. Hallelujah. Just want to stretch your faith out today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He said, where two or three agree together, he's given us the authority to speak. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to come into agreement with a settled word, with that finished word this morning, that by his stripes, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, we just come into agreement with your word concerning our pastor. We just speak to his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet to be revived. Complete restoration, Pastor. We speak to your body this morning. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Oh, hallelujah. Kodiashondodosaya. Liberato shandadadene casito kohombabahosaya. We just believe that better days are ahead. Hallelujah. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we just come into agreement with your word concerning Cheryl. Lord, she's one of us. We know that she believes your word. And we just come into agreement with that word. And Cheryl, we speak to your body right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to your body. Every infection must dry up in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is above any name of the report of the doctor in the name of Jesus. We speak for your, yes, yes, Lord. Healing to enter that room right now in the name of Jesus. Cheryl, we speak to your body to be made whole. In Jesus' name, healing, restoration comes to you now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus can heal you everywhere.
Father, we just come into agreement with your word concerning Calvin and Bonnie right now in the name of Jesus. We just speak to them to be made whole in the name of Jesus. Complete healing in your body right now. Every sickness flee. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. Hallelujah. Restored. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your will to be done. Your word be manifested. Every need met.
Everything you are. Oh, worship at your
throne. Oh, Father, you honor your word.
I worship you alone.
You make all things well. And you do all things well.
Jesus,
and
the holiest.
Thank you for your word concerning me, God.
On my knees,
that it will be brought to fulfillment. Want to live a life of nothing missing and nothing broken. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
How I love you. Oh, how I love you.
Covenant agreement with her because I know she knows what the Lord says concerning the situation.
I really love
you. We thank you, Lord, that you're working. You're doing some things. And in due season, God, your word is going to be fulfilled concerning the situation. And Father, we just thank you right now that we see your hand move and your mighty work performed because you're faithful. In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
name.
Amen and amen.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I think the Lord wants to remind us all today that even as the prophet was standing and standing out, and servant came running to him one day and said, "Oh, master, master, the armies of the king, they're going to get us. The armies have come to take us away." And you just see the old prophet shake his head. Haven't you learned anything yet? Open your eyes and look. And surrounding, said, those that are with us are more than those that are there. Amen? And we need to remember that we've got the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and the angels of the Lord that encamp around about us. So what is man? Amen? Amen. We've got to hold on to that, regardless of any kind of report we receive, regardless of what we see, regardless of what we feel, that the greater is he that is in us, amen,
amen,
than he that is in the world.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. And whose amen. Report are you going to believe? We amen. Shall believe the That's report right. of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You Glory know, to God. Amen.
I got... dirty while he's in jail. He's been on drugs more in jail than he has out here. Okay? You understand what I'm talking about. Okay. Having said that, he got put in the hole. Anthony's one of them show me people. Studies have shown that if you have been on drugs and seen the things that he's seen, that he is more receptive to things, to feel things, to see other things. I can't explain what I'm trying to tell you, but I'm right. Just trust me on this. He has had an experience. Let me just get to the point. God, he's sober. He got sober and had an experience in the hole. I call it a Paul experience. Okay?
He talks like him.
And he said, that is the only thing that has kept me from going crazy. He said, while I'm in there, there's a peace that comes over me. You know, that I don't, he said, it comforts me where I'm at. He said, I can close my eyes, and he said, Dad, he said, he takes me out of here. He takes me away, and he wraps his arms around me. The other last week, he had some old debts from prison. He owed some people some money. He had a chance when this boy came up to him, and Anthony loves to fight. If you say something to him the wrong way, if you're in jail, you defend yourself. And he walked away from him. He said, he told him, he said,
Everybody laughed at me. And he said he called me a lot of bad things in here. And he said, that's okay, I'm coming home.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Because if he had got in a fight where he's at, they would have shipped him back to the hole. Yeah. And he's done been there and done that. But we're seeing a different Anthony now.
Amen.
I believe what you said. I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
You know,
there you go.
I expect, I, you know, we don't tithe like we should. We don't do things like we should. But I still expect God to bless me.
That's right.
Amen. That may sound arrogant to some, but that's just something I've lived on.
That's right.
We're running a multi-million-dollar company, and it's all because of God. You know where I've been.
Yes.
We came in here and couldn't hold a job. Now we got 35 employees. Now I'm losing $100,000 accounts instead of how, you know, how instead of $1,000 accounts. You know, but God. That's what he's brought me from level to level to expect him. I expect him to bless us. I get up and say, Lord, where you want me to go today? And I'll try to listen to that voice that I've learned to listen to over the last, where you want me to do? Who you want me to call? And it blows my daughter's mind. And I say, you got to call him. No, we don't. All right, I will. And then I call. Nothing out of the way, and just something I've heard in that voice. And I call, and I call, and I call, and I keep calling. We just took over a $250,000 account because of that. Kentucky Amen. Downs in Franklin. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's a major, major thing. But I kept aggravating him. I've been persistent at what the Lord told me to do. I heard. I listened to that voice. You know. It's not always about how good you are. Because I'm not. But God is a man of his word. Clifton, I don't think we understand grace.
That's it, buddy. It's grace, pure grace.
And we're so hard. We're so hard pure on grace. Ourselves. And I don't pure think grace. We understand how much God loves us and the magnitude of grace.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to mess up. You're going to, I do every day. You know, I do things that I don't like to do sometimes because of what I got to do. I get rid of people. I fire people. I hire people. You know, I make things I got to do. And it's not always, I don't really want to sometimes, but I have to do those things, you know. And there's other odd things I do. I go home and have a couple of beers every night. I don't care to tell everyone that I am who I am, whether it's right or wrong. It's between me and Jesus. Some people go home, take a nerve pill, and go to bed. You know, some people, I don't take any pills. I don't take any Valiums. I don't take nothing. But I do go home occasionally and have a few beers and go to sleep. Okay, that's between me and Jesus. You know, that's between me and him. And God's still blessing me. But I do have a problem with drinking. I will tell y'all that. But God is still blessing me, and I don't understand that. I'm being real with you. Okay? All right? But God is still honoring me. Am I where I need to be? No. But God is still honoring me. And I don't understand that. For the love of God, I don't understand that. You know?
But God.
But God.
But God.
I know you're looking at me like, Tony, you're crazy. But God.
Having said all that, y'all please keep Anthony in your prayers.
Amen.
He comes up for parole in February.
Amen.
He's right now taking the SAP and the MTI something, another program. I don't know what it is for sure. Something to, when he gets out, it will help him go back into society.
He needs to remember there's more surrounding him than there are out there.
He told me yesterday, we were out to eat, and I had to go into the restroom so I could hear him. He said, I'm telling you, I don't know why, but he said, God's told me this is it. This is the year.
Amen.
And I said, I believe it because God. I'm in prayer, and God's told me the same thing. And
Amen.
I'm telling you, God has got him sober for a reason.
Amen. Amen.
He's going to come out of there sober, and he's going to stay sober.
Amen.
God's going to bless him.
Well, just what
he always pray. He always says he thanks God for what he's learned here at New Life.
Amen.
He said, I've not
praise
always
God.
Practiced it, but he said, I've always thought God for
I need,
that.
I need
Amen.
Because Anthony is one of my, I pray for. You know Anthony helped me with the preschool for
years. And that boy was as respectful to me and cared for me as much as any child that has ever been in this church. And that's the Anthony I see. Amen. And that's the Anthony that I know that God made. Amen. And even though it may have been in preschool, he heard the Word of God. Amen. He heard the Word of God here. The Lord wants to tell you all as parents, God's Word does not go out void. Amen. And he is a God of grace who will not bring forth Anthony's past into his future. I'm here as a mother that knows what can happen to a child whose past gets tainted and people want to judge them. But that's not God, and we are Christians, and we don't do that. And Anthony will be surrounded by those that love him, forgive him, and can show him grace. And Anthony has been in his mountainside experience. When Jesus was out a lot, he would go alone to the side of the mountain to be with God. That's where Anthony is, and that's he had to get there. It had to be him and God. And God has brought him there. Now we have to pray that the darts of Satan do not try to infiltrate. And as a family church, it is up to us to pray for other people's children as if they are our own. I've been praying for Bradley, and I am as excited about Bradley's report as if it was my own child. And I'm believing for Anthony. I have been believing for Anthony. You know that. I have. And I'm telling you, I see him walking in here clean and sober, and God has got a calling on his life. And you all just keep saying over and over, God's word does not go out void.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's good.
I was about to say, we walked in, what was it, about a month or so ago? 2 months ago, he had a word for Anthony that God was opening that door. He said he'd been praying and he saw that God opened the door for Anthony to walk through. Amen. And not only was he going to open the door, he closed the door behind him.
Amen.
He will not go back.
Amen.
He will not go back.
Amen.
And Jesus, and we've told Anthony's son that, and Anthony has shared that with everybody that he knows. He's told his friends. He said, do you know that guy? Who is that guy? He said, do you believe that he knows God? I said, well, yes, he knows God. And that's why he's told us these things, that God has shown him in his dreams. Yeah.
That's right.
He's expected.
Amen.
And
praise God.
Well, just keep us all in prayer and just believe that those doors are shut. When he walks out, the door is shut. He won't go back.
We have people walking up to us all the time saying, Anthony is the worst I've ever seen.
Oh. No. No. That's right. Amen. Amen. You're going to believe the report of the Lord is what you're going to believe. Amen. Amen. And you know, and again, when we say this again, we all need to stay in the place where what we hear is the report of the Lord. And we put aside anything else that might try to come in because it is not the truth. It may be truly spoken by somebody, but it's not the truth. The truth is the Word of God. And that's what we stand on. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew. Amen. 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 That's right.
You all are thankful to us and to him, and he said that that's what's kept you going, is knowing that there is somebody out there who's going to care about you.
Amen.
Because he said there are a lot of people
thank
that
you
don't want to care about.
Oh.
He said, I told myself I'm not that person. I'm going to have people that love me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There you go. There you go.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, y'all, I'm going to say this. In y'all's case, I had to be put in a spot to where I had to look up.
That's right.
My father-in-law told me that sitting on the step one particular day. He said, you know what you're supposed to be doing, and until you do, you're going to live foul. He said, but one day, God's going to put you in a place to where you have to look up. Anthony has come to the end. When you're in a hole, you're in a box about the size of that cubicle there. You have a mattress, and you have a place to where you can use the bathroom, and you have a place to where you can drink water. There's a little slit that they feed you through, and you got blocks all around you. And when they shut the slit, it's dark. No lights. Oh yeah, it's crazy. He's come to himself, and now he's learned to listen to God. I know, because I had to do the same thing. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
But see, we can't live Anthony's life for him. Anthony had to make that decision.
Amen.
And he finally did. Amen.
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
Was right there. He was right there for me, and he's right there for him as well. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We are a family, and y'all had happy reports, but we have a sad report that we just want you to pray for. Our grandboys, they came and took them back to Florida. We tried to stop it with the police and everything. They went kicking and screaming. It was horrible. It was horrible. But they're in Florida. I got to talk to them one time for about a minute, and then somebody hung the phone up. But just to let them know I tried and I love them, and they could always welcome them in my home. It was really hard. That was Tuesday.
Well, let's pray. Come on, church. Father God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you know all things, Lord. You know that you know the thoughts and the plans that you've got for those boys. And I thank you, Lord, right now that we stand on your word, that those thoughts and those plans and those purposes are going to come to pass. Thank you for the word that's been sown in their hearts and in their lives. And Lord God, that they're going to realize just as the love of their Nana and their grandpa, that you love them no matter where they are. That if it's a dark time, they can look at you, and you will be the light. And I thank you for their protection in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And this whole situation that you know everything about, Father God, you know the people involved. Lord God, your will be done. The will and the purpose is going to be carried out according to your word. And we just stand on that report, and that's what we believe. We believe the report of the Lord this morning, Father God, for those boys. And for Jennifer, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. We just praise and we magnify you today, Father God, that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about them and protecting them. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Whose report are you going to believe? Amen. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Hallelujah. God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Tony, Mr. Lita, the other day I come by church, and I was on my way to Taylor County, and I looked over here. What come to mind was the first when I got out of prison. And I walked through those doors that Sunday. And something said to me, do you realize that was October 9th in 2000?
Wow. Been free for 18.
One day your son's going to be able to say
Amen.
That.
Amen.
He's going to walk in this door and he's going to say, wow, do you know that was such and such day and here it is such and such time? God has a plan for his life.
Amen. Amen.
And he's finally come to accept that.
Amen.
Because he and I are so much alike.
Amen.
he run from the Lord for a long time too. And that's what I did. I knew what I was supposed to be doing. I knew I was doing wrong and all that good stuff. I can promise you, every time I put a crack pipe to my mouth, I knew I was doing wrong. Didn't nobody have to tell me that I was doing wrong, because I felt it right here. And any man can tell you that he doesn't know, he's lying. Because it's in us to know right from wrong.
Amen.
Because the Lord that lives in you will let you know it's right and wrong. I can promise you. Yes, ma'am. He'll be here. Say, I want to hear you say words to me, well done. I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, I prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away.
Living for.
on that day is all I'm living for. Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Well, I must do that. You know what? A little while after I started doing this, doubt come into me. And doubt told me one day, said, you don't have no business doing what you're doing in there. I said, you're out of your place. So I thought about that for a little while. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I've got too many mothers in here. I said, I've got too many people in here that love me. And I said, if it was that bad, I have a father-in-law and a mother-in-law, or a mom and a dad that wouldn't have put me or wouldn't have allowed me to get up here.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Now, I don't know why that come to mind at this particular time, but Tony and Delita, never give place to that with your kid, because when you allow that to happen, it'll transfer to him. You want to be stronger now for your boy than you ever have been, okay? Because he's been through it. He put himself there, but he's been through it. But sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. Now he's seen it. Now he'll live it. You just watch. That boy, he'll do some great things. And on your behalf, young lady, they'll be back.
Yeah.
They'll be back. I promise you, they'll be home. I just know that with all my heart, honey. God's bigger than the problem you're dealing with. Amen. They'll be back. Your babies will be just fine. I can promise you that. That's exactly right. I know that it's hard, Gail. I know it is. But you're looking at one that my mom done me the same way, walk off and left me. But you know what? Here I am. I ain't perfect, but here I am. And they'll be the same way. They'll be right here for you. I promise you that. But anyway, let me go on. Could I get the ushers to come forth? Okay. Imagine that. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly right. It's just a tattoo nowadays, a thing of the times. It's just a fad that these people are going through. That's right. You know, Anthony, Tony, I watched a movie. Samuel L. Jackson starred in it, and he was a bum on the streets. And anyway, to make a long story short, there was a particular part in the movie to where that he was sitting on a sidewalk and he was rocking, and he was playing a piano. He was playing a piano. A little further along in the movie, this guy comes and gets him and wanted to know about a certain part of a piece he was writing, what would go good where. And this bum on the streets told him, said, it won't work this way. Said, you got to hear your music. To make a long story short, he was a brilliant pianist. Brilliant. He had to go borrow a suit of clothes and take a bath. But that didn't stop what was right here. Amen. That didn't stop what he really was. Even though we have a few tattoos or maybe a little dirt on us, that don't stop what we are inside. Amen. You don't judge a book by its cover. You got to read the book. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the offering this day. I thank you, Lord God, that the service has been awesome to this point, Lord God. You are always with us, Lord God. I just thank you for blessing each giver in the house today, Heavenly Father. And I thank you once again, Lord God, for blessing the workers here, Lord God, because they're important too. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true. Is it true today that when people pray, we'll see dead men rise and the blind set free? Yes, it's true.
Stand. I'm gonna run into
more time. Sing, I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna run into your heart. Yes. Are you having them? Classes can be dismissed.